It was a gorgeous day in Dallas, and I was driving to my home after class. I was only a few blocks from the seminary when my phone rang. One of my best friends, Catherine, was on the other end. Catherine and I had grown up together, but it wasn't until college that we became inseparable. Our friendship was sealed while driving out to the lake on a beautiful Sunday right before the end of freshman year. I played some cheesy Christian song on the stereo, and the girl broke down, telling me she wanted to live differently. She wanted to live for God. One song, and she was changed. Seriously, she never looked back. I love people like that. Sincere, impassioned, decisive. Years later, when I answered the phone, she was crying. "Jenny, do you think my dad is in heaven?" My heart stopped, and my brain raced to find the answer. I scanned through my memories of his mess of a life and found myself doubting. Catherine had recently lost her dad to a heart attack. Her dad, Mike, was one of the most joyful, screwed-up men I knew. He had broken his marriage and could be seen more in bars than church. His life did not at all resemble the steadfast Christian men I knew. But something about Mike was alive and full of joy. Every time you were around him, you felt it. He befriended every person he ever met. In fact, Catherine had to go to his grocery store and pharmacy and barber shop after he died because he counted them all good friends, and Catherine knew they would be wondering where he was. The man loved well. This phone call was one of desperation. Catherine was not sure her dad was in heaven. The further she dug into her memories of his life, the more destructive his behavior seemed. Catherine waited on the other line for my response. I paused and prayed, looking for what to say to my hurting friend. There are a lot of things about God and Christianity that are a worthwhile debate. But the fact that we all sin is typically not one of them. I have never met a person so brave as to say he was perfect, but I have met a lot of people who think they are good people. What do they mean by that? Do they mean they have good motives, do good things? Or do they mean they are just good, like warm chocolate chip cookies are always just good? I get the impression when they say that about themselves, they are saying, God thinks I am okay. On a core level, are we really as good as we think we are? Despite my impressive script performance, I've rarely felt deep, deep in my bones as though I'm a truly good person. I didn't perceive myself as being as bad as others, and I worked to maintain the respect of people with my external behavior, but I always knew, even on my best day, how far from good I really was. There has always been a dichotomy inside of me. A person can learn the right behavior for any character quality. Though some of my behavior came from a pretty sincere place, the truth has always been that without God's intervention, I am selfish and prideful every minute of every day. I care what others think because...